I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
You offered some do's and don'ts in the book when someone comes out, and maybe it'd be worth just reviewing some of those, just in terms of maybe helping us with language or ways to approach conversations or to not close off relationships, which, of course, we so typically overreact and something like this.
Yeah, I think that some of the things that I tell people to do is, number one, when somebody comes out to you, I know it can be a big shock, and for some people it isn't, but don't look disappointed. Try to control your emotions in that moment. I understand that we can't always, but we need to try to control our emotion and our facial expression. Number two is don't get mad, because I don't know what comes from people getting mad. I don't know if that helps anything. You know, you're not going to change their mind. It's not a moment to get mad. It's a moment to empathize and to try to seek understanding of where that person is coming from, and understanding that a person coming out to you, they're trusting you and they're letting you in on a very personal part of their life. Even though you and I wouldn't agree with it, they still are doing that. Number three, I would say, don't throw out Bible verses. I mean, I know that's what we want to do. We want to throw out the big five, right? Leviticus 18 and 22. We want to throw out all these different, you know, verses, and, you know, we want to say this and that. And, you know, there's a time and a place for difficult conversations, but it's not in that moment. Okay, they already know what you believe. In that moment, it's a moment to listen. I'd say number four, don't compare. Don't say, well, I think your sin is really no different than theft or murder. And they're thinking, well, thanks a lot. You just compared me to Gordon Gekko and Hannibal Lecter. That's great. That's not the way I see it. And then I would also say number five, don't immediately try to get them counseling, saying, well, we'll get you in to see somebody. Because, again, I think we all need counseling, but that's not a time to do that. I think that, you know, we should reaffirm our relationship with them and say things like, my love for you is not based on you, is not based on your sexuality. It's based on you. And this changes nothing about our relationship. And God loves you no matter what. And so do I. And I also think that we need to thank people as well. When you say, thank you for sharing this part of your life with me. Thank you for telling me more about you. You know, thank you for including me and, you know, for making me a part of this. And it's something that they trust you enough to include you, and you do, and we can do so much damage in that initial time. We need to be careful of that.
Another caller just wanted to be anonymous. He says he has two coworkers who are open about their lifestyle choices. He says, I don't agree with them. I'm still good friends with them. So this book sounds like a good resource that I could pass along. Can you give me advice on how I could pass along a book like this to them without offending them? Would that be offensive to get a book like this?
The book is for everyone, but I really think that this book should be read by a Christian first, because that's the primary audience.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.